yeah, there were certainly movements in France. Obviously, in France, the organizations, Amis des Noirs, the Friends of the Blacks, there, of course, this struggle is kind of subsumed by the revolution and so on. But there are similar movements. There were, obviously, a little bit later on, there were similar movements in the US. And of course, obviously, in the US, the situation is very different in that, you know, there's an enormous enslaved population within the country, and a whole struggle that develops, particularly in the 19th century, to not only, or more particularly, to struggle against the institution of slavery itself. Of course, in the US, it's connected with encouraging enslaved people to escape, the so-called Underground Railroad, providing safe houses to allow people to move from the southern states to the northern states, and so on. And then later in the 19th century, one finds some of the abolitionists from the US coming to Britain and being active in Britain, and in particular those African Americans who had escaped, or some who had written narratives, coming to Britain and being active in Britain. The most famous of those would be Frederick Douglass, who came to Britain in 1845 and did a whole 2-year tour, and whose freedom was bought for him by his supporters in Britain. But there were many, many others who came. So there were connections, particularly between the British and the US abolitionist movements in the 19th century. Then there are abolitionist movements elsewhere, in Brazil, in Cuba, in all the other countries where the enslavement of Africans existed. So, I mean, I'm not sure anyone's ever written about the sort of comparative, well, people have written about the kind of struggles for an end to slavery, but I'm not sure, I can't think of something that actually compares or looks at the different movements as such. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I can't think of anything that, anyway, looks at all those movements and how they developed and so on. But maybe there are works that do
if
that.
If not, you know your next book, RJ.
Well, I was just thinking about that. I mean, there are books. There's a book by Robin Blackburn that looks at this, you know, kind of international struggle against slavery. But yeah, I'm not sure that it looks at all the interrelationships. And then in talking about these things, places like Brazil, which had the biggest kind of enslaved population, like 4 million or whatever it was, are very often sort of left out of the reckoning a little bit, or sort of forgotten about. And also Brazil was one of the last countries to abolish slavery, Brazil, Cuba. So yeah, the sort of abolitionist movements in Brazil and Cuba are kind of a little bit forgotten about, maybe, in the Anglophone world. So yeah, there are important, very interesting histories there, particularly in Brazil, of how Africans or Afro-Brazilians organized themselves in the 19th century, as well as the big uprisings that took place. It's kind of fascinating history. So yeah, that, you know, wherever there was slavery, there was abolitionism of various kinds.